Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. I have not started up Periscope just yet. I am just getting to do that just now. Let's see here. This is episode 273. The staff meeting. Okay, I'm starting. There we go. Periscope is now live. Starting Periscope. Oh, starting Skype. Da 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 da. And now for my next amazing trick, I may pass out. Been one of those long, long days. Trying to reach Connie. Hello, Connie.
Hello, how are you?
Tired.
Perpetual state of adulthood, I think.
Yes, yes.
We pay for all of the late night vendors we have when we're 20 and late teens, I guess.
Yeah. I spent most of my early 20s being awake at night at a job. So.
Yeah. Well, with me it was being awake with children. So
babies. That's a job in itself. That's a job in itself. Oops, you know what? I forgot to put the audio for you on the thing there. I completely forgot. Let me add this. I'm trying to remember which side has the battery in it here.
Alright. It is a long show.
Yes, and we do not have a guest after all.
We did have
the Preaching Atheist originally, but he had his job required him to work, so he is not available, unfortunately.
Right.
Which, that's okay. I mean, it happens, you know. It's not the first time we've ever had a guest cancel on us at the last minute, so.
Oh, yeah. So we should have a tech story this week.
Yes! That is the positive side. You actually get to have a tech story for the first time in a month.
Okay. So, a friend of mine just shared with me on Facebook from the Raw story that the Duggars just can't understand why they're still stunned that fans didn't forgive and forget the molestation scandal.
How could they not figure that out? Oh, remember we kind of touched base on this until we had more information about
mm-hmm.
Jared,
mm-hmm.
the Subway guy.
Yeah.
They had cut off all relations with him on the allegations. Well, apparently they have. He's come out and said, "Yep, I'm pleading guilty. I'm not even going to go through a jury trial or anything. I'm guilty." That's what
he said.
Plea
bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know. I still kind of I shouldn't wonder about people's private lives like that, but I want to say it was the guy who's organizing his foundation for kids was the one who actually was taking pictures and stuff. But just even the fact that, you know, Josh was not Josh or yeah Josh
yeah
whatever. The fact that he says he must have at least looked at it, so.
You know, I was reading on the thing there, and it turns out, apparently, when he would go and stay places, he would request young girls, you know, like he was ordering a sandwich or something. You know, I'm like, I want a blonde redhead, and make sure they're all between the age of 14 and 17. What?
That's not on Subway menu.
That's not on the Subway menu. I don't remember seeing that on the menu at anywhere, you know. That was just kind of like, ew. Mm-hmm. So, and apparently he paid some 17-year-old.
So he's actually into veal is what we're saying.
He's into the veal. He's into veal. They don't serve veal at Subway. No.
That's really sad. I don't necessarily feel sorry for the guy, but I.
Yeah, like, I don't feel sorry for brother. Excuse me, I do apologize. I just woke up from a very short nap. So I'm my eyeballs are still like trying to climb back in their sockets and everything here. So.
Your nap is upset. You need some more quality time.
Yes, I need some more quality time with my nap. My nap and I have not been on speaking terms apparently very, very, very much lately. Apparently, so. So, yeah. Anyway, well, there's that. I mean, that's some of the stuff I've heard so far. I also heard I heard what I thought was going to be an interesting tech story. Turns out it's not. Because it's actually a story that's rather old. I was hearing about they were able to sequence storage of information, you know, like data storage into DNA. But I looked it up shortly this afternoon after I got home, and it turns out that the story is like really old. It's from like it goes all the way back to 2012. You can actually sort, yeah. So and then they did it another bit on it back in February of this year. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you guys are real hard on the times. You know, that shit came out back in February. Fuck, I should have known better. You know.
Oh well. Did you hear that a second visitor to Yosemite National Park has been diagnosed with the plague?
The plague. The plague is back.
I know. It's, of course, it's fleas on rats, borne disease, and there's two areas of Yosemite now that are closed. But it's not the only place that they've been having it pop up. I think Colorado actually had four sicknesses and one death, and that was linked to a dog that was sick with it, and somewhere else. So.
I heard about it. I think I heard about this the other day. It's like, they found a couple of squirrels with the plague. Like, oh no, squirrels!
Urban Outfitters reports better than expected profit, and that makes Urban Outfitters.
Well, that's got to be me. Hold on a second. That was me. I have no idea what the hell.
Like,
what the hell is it coming from? Squirrel.
You said squirrel.
I said squirrel. Yeah, I said squirrel, and the whole fucking computer went all crazy on me.
What? Squirrel?
Squirrel.
One of my favorite parts of the movie Up is the dogs just go crazy when they squirrel.
My dog used to do that. He'd say squirrel, and he'd go, where? There, I got rid of it. I apologize for that.
I you know, and I there's some websites that it's really insidious because you can be on it for like 15, 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden an ad will pop up, and it'll start, you know, running. And when I try to call those out before we have the show, because I go, there's no way I want this to open up. No one else might hear it, but it drives me nuts in my headphones.
Yeah, yeah. It's I'm going back to the thing here. He charges for Jared there.
Yes.
The charges were involved at least 14 girls and boys. Well, he didn't discriminate. He wanted them both. He wanted that they're both on the menu. Under the age of 18. You're over 18. No, you're not fresh anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. That was really bad. Jared, when
he's
they said...
He's overcompensating for his lack of footlong, right?
Yeah, yeah. When when they said eat fresh, I don't think that's what they meant, Jared. Just saying, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought about this story earlier today too, because I said, well, we said we might talk about it, so
yeah,
see if there's something else more important. But it's definitely that we have hot and current,
right?
So
well, yeah, current is it? I think the current one is that's usually on the short show. So we actually have.
Well, sometimes we have two stories. When we don't have an interview, we're supposed to have.
Oh, that's right. We had two double stories. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
But if you don't want to do that about the hot news.
Oh, no. I forgot about that. No, we could do that. We could definitely do that. That's right. I'm a little out of practice. We've had a guest on for like every month for the last couple of months. So
I'm constantly having to clean the place up and make snacks and just make sure. I'm good hostess. I mean,
I know they kept raiding the refrigerator, you know, in the green room.
That's Mr. Priestley's holy water. We don't know what's in it.
Don't drink Mr. Priestley's holy water. Don't drink that. Don't touch it. It says Mr. Priestley on it. Don't touch it.
It's a suspicious yellowish brown liquid.
We think it's scotch. I'm just saying. We think it's scotch. You know, we suspect it's scotch, but you know, we don't have any evidence of that.
Nope. We may just do a random urine test one day.
Yeah, I may have to. I think he's this after last week. He's a little crazy.
Oh yeah.
So I he didn't make a whole lot of sense at the end of the last show. I'm just saying. I was wondering what he was. I wonder maybe he was just getting a little tipsy there. So yeah, all right. Let's do two top stories. We got that one. I'll tell you what. Let's do the Jared for the top of the top.
Okay, that sounds good.
And. Let's see here. What was the other thing you were talking about that you said you found interesting, or?
I was just opening up that the Duggars were stunned.
Oh, yeah, the Duggars.
Okay, it's not really. I didn't think it was necessarily news. It was just something that had come across my.
Oh, okay.
And I had the story open, so I'm sitting there looking at Michelle Duggar's stupid, doe-eyed face. They're sharing a soda. She and her husband are sharing a soda, and I'm like, oh, I just want to get sick.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Let's see here. We got.
I think I had mentioned something about the plague.
Oh yeah, it was the plague there. Yeah, I'm looking at the breaking news page. Evacuations underway along a 2,000 block of the 2,000 block Avenue of the Stars in Century, Los Angeles, due to a suspicious package at the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Texas man found guilty second time in 1976 and served 35 years without conviction. How do you serve time without being convicted? Damn, that's weird.
Don't know.
Okay. Threats over shots fired outside a church near Clyde, North Carolina. The shooter was shot. Gunfire exchange between a suspect and law enforcement. No one law enforcement was injured. Emergency medical services were called in to render aid to the suspect. No idea what's going on there.
Holy cats. This is probably more religion, but pastor at Passion for Truth Church sentenced to prison for swindling the elderly. Isn't that awful?
All right, here. You got to send that to me, Connie. You gotta send me that.
We have to figure out how we could dick in more ways.
Yeah.
Applicable, maybe. I don't know. Okay, and...
We might hold that for the religious story. We might hold that for the religious story, yeah.
I also had another religious story, which was kind of funny.
Okay.
Which, paste. This is the Missouri minister there. I'll just tell you, evidently some biblical museum in the Midwest recycles celebrity wax figures for their things, and they have Tom Cruise as Jesus Christ.
Faith palm.
It was kind of funny. Or it could just be a Not the Onion kind of a story.
Yeah.
I'll bring that up later when we...
let's see here.
But we're still talking about hot news. News story. So,
fatal officer involved shooting in North St. Louis. Protesters gathered the streets near the scene of the fatal shooting. A wildfire. Boyfriend of Morgan Freeman's granddaughter is arraigned for her murder. Somebody killed Morgan Freeman's granddaughter?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I didn't follow that story this morning, but yeah.
Oh, that's just terrible.
I have done the right thing. Illegal immigrants leave, Trump says.
Everything Trump touches just turns to... It doesn't matter whatever he touches. He thinks it's going to be okay for him.
I know.
Tornado warning. By the time we get to come out with a tornado warning on the show, it's over with. So, this is from earlier. This is an hour ago. Shots were fired outside the church near Clyde, North Carolina. Police have eyes on the shooter. You know, if you mistyped that, they said police have eyes for the shooter. That'd be a different story altogether. You know, like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm sorry, that's really bad.
I only have
eyes for you. Let's see here. One person arrested during a protest at a scene involved in shooting in North St. Louis. Yada, yada, yada. Men file claim apparently linked to the legendary Nazi ghost train in Poland. I have no idea what that's about. Let's see here.
What news site are you on?
I'm on the breaking news site, breakingnews.com.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Twitter feed. Kind of like a Twitter feed. I don't think the links actually load it and go anywhere, though. That's a thing. What's interesting about the site is the map behind it starts turning red. The further down you go, the more breaking news stories that blow up, quite literally blow up, turns red in those locations.
Yeah, speaking of blowing up, my husband didn't even realize that there had been an explosion in China a week ago today.
Really?
And I actually missed the story myself because I was so busy. We showed him the videos of the explosions, and it's just that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Florida Health Agency drops challenge to three Planned Parenthood clinics performing second trimester abortions. Wonder what that's all about.
How far down the page is that?
That's about 2 hours. Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, on Iran nuclear deal. Trusting Iran to inspect its own nuclear site and report to the UN is remarkably naive and incredibly reckless. That's incredibly reckless to allow Texas Republicans to have access to power. You know.
I'm going to say. if and when he's president, then he can make his own mistakes.
Yeah.
That's what he feels that is. So.
Yeah. Oops. Oh. It just jumped majorly here. What the heck? Two New York City officers whose pictures were taken in Times Square with topless women have been reassigned. Dun, dun, dun. There's a little sex to the red light district. Yeah.
Like,
hey, you're out walking around with your top off. Let's take a picture, okay? What have it been two guys that they took a picture with? But why would they be reassigned? I don't understand. Because they're, you know, women have tits. Is that the reason why they were suspended? I'm sorry. That's fucking stupid.
Rick Perry insists his presidential bid is still viable, even though he can't afford to pay his staff.
Ugh.
Because that's how he's going to treat all of government services when he's president. I'll still be president even though the government's gone bankrupt and can't afford to pay anybody anything.
This, you know, I this story here about the police officers.
Yes.
It's almost an onion story. It's almost an onion story, I think. See, the officers based out of the 71st Precinct in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, were assigned to a counterterrorism drill on Monday when the photos were taken. They posed with the two topless women. Did they stick their tits in their mouths? Is that what happened? Ah!
They don't know. They mistook bomb for boobs.
Oh, that's what happened. I always get those two mistaken, too, because I always get those two mistaken as well. Every time I say bomb, I go, oh, really? Where? Oh, you said bombs, not boobs. Oh, I get those two confused as well. The NYPD official called this extreme lack of judgment. The two officers have been reassigned to two separate commands. You two can't have be friends no more because you were out posing with half-naked ladies. And why did suddenly everybody down there became Russian?
I don't... This girl have USA and New York City? I mean, patriotic and everything. Lots of white and blue.
Yeah. Apparently the mayor wants to act against women wearing body paint in Times Square. Apparently, they. You know, what is? It's a related story. When did that one come out? That one came out in. Yesterday, it came out yesterday. Mayor de Blasio Tuesday vowed to take action against women who posed nearly naked in body paint for photos in Times Square as an exchange for cash. What's the problem? Really, what's the problem? Who cares? The practice seems to be on the rise, at the major tourist attractions of many of the women wearing only pants and a thong. They charge a few dollars to pose for photos with tourists. I think it's wrong. Okay. There we go. We're going to create a law because I think it's wrong. It may hurt my feelings. They won't pose with me.
Yep. Mary de Blasio's crackdown.
Yeah, he's such an idiot. We're going to look at every appropriate way to regulate all activity involving either... What's that?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, he's a... regulate all activity that either involves begging or asking people for a contribution to take a picture. We're going to enforce the law to the fullest with any and all agencies. I don't like this situation in Times Square, and we're all going to address it in a very aggressive manner.
He wants to regulate it. They're not paying taxes, but they're operating a business.
Oh, that's what it is. He wants it's the money. He wants the money. He wants the...
I smell cover-up.
No, it's an uncover-up. That's the problem here. It's the uncover-up.
He wants them to cover up.
He wants them to cover up, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
It's not illegal for women to go topless in New York City, but Times Square has become a major attraction for families. Many with young children. Think of the children!
Children looking at it, think of lunch.
Oh, my God, they might think, ooh, lunch. Yeah, you know, and it's just, who cares? What do you think? They're not whipping their genitals out. They're fucking tits, people. Fucking grow up.
There's clothing that shows more than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course, I'd be afraid of the sudden downpour.
Yeah.
Praying for rain. Yeah, the preacher on this is praying for rain.
Well, I like what it says here. And for first timers, it can be a bit of a shock. But for Erin Torres, who speaks only Spanish, says it's fine because her breasts are painted. All right.
It's boy
breasty. I have no idea what
muy
I did.
Muy bonita. Muy bonita. Te quiero muy bonita.
Naked woman showing her body painted. I don't see anything wrong with it, she said through a translator. I consider myself a decent woman. For this, you shouldn't judge me. And it's her right to be there. Well, yeah. They made the law saying that women can go topless. What's the problem? The women are taking advantage of it? Oh, my God. We have to put a stop to that. This is...
He's comparing this to panhandling, really.
Yeah. But others aren't so offended. Many of them have no problem with their children posing for a picture. Go stand over there by the naked lady and let her boobies hang out all over you there, Charlie. Yes, Daddy! What, is it my birthday, Daddy? Yes.
No, Daddy has restrictions.
Daddy has restrictions on where he can take you. So, just say that.
You wanted to get a picture with the pretty lady.
Yeah, you want to get your picture with the pretty lady.
Later.
Don't tell mommy she was topless. You know, because you know how mommy is.
Things really tight.
Yeah. He apparently went on to say, this situation is going to change, and this is what I guarantee you. I'm not going to tolerate it. We're going to change things. Oh, my God. This is so fucking full of awesome.
That is. I actually just rolled both of these stories together, I would say, about the office, police officers and then what the mayor is saying,
yeah.
How this is an actual thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. I like this story. Let's see. Where can we fit it, though? you want to fit them both into Not the Onion?
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I think that both of them together are pretty good.
Yeah.
Not the Onion.
Okay.
The only place I could find the other story, though, about the officers was at the Daily, I think it's the Rag Mag version of the New York News.
Okay, well, here, I've got the links for these here.
Okay.
Oh, hang on, I'll have to drop these in the drop folder for you here. Oh, speaking of which, last week I went to go look for the stories before the show, and I'm like, they weren't there. You forgot to put them in a text file for me.
I had them in text file, and
they must not have saved because I went to look for them and they were gone.
When I copied them for the show, I tried to make sure that I didn't, I closed them. I that they were saved there.
Oh, that's all right. It happens. Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
I'll let you live this time.
No
Christmas bonus for you though this year. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding. Let me see here. Let me get these story links here for you. Let's see here. I think we got our onion story wrapped up already.
Since that's two in one, that's great. And they're related. So.
And they're, absolutely they're related. That's the best part.
I made a folder for it, so.
All right. I'm making a text file for it right now.
Oh. Okay. There's a folder there, 8/21.
Oh, okay. All right.
New York officers and painted ladies. All you have to do is just put the.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me grab it. Oh, let me go into there then. That's fine.
Thank you.
Saves me some. Oh, perfect. Just gonna go into there then. Oops. Ah, crap. Oh, that's right. I can just grab the URL again. I'm just copying the text right from the website there, so that's why when you see it's in all caps. It's not like it said here and typed it angrily.
Right. Well, you might be, but
I might be. I'm so angry about boobies. Boobies are everywhere. Half the population has them. Actually, the whole population has them. Just some are bigger than the others. That's all. All right, they're saved. They should be saved. Should be saved. Okay. All right. We got our onion now. All right. What do we got left here? Lots.
Well, we still have maybe a second regular news story, tech and religion.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. I'm trying to find some other hot news here. Let's see here. Then there's hotnews.com. And apparently it has been listed on the marketplace. There's no hot news anymore. I guess that hot news wasn't so hot. let's see here. I'll go back to breaking news if I can find it here.
Evidently, all of that hacked data from the Ashley Madison site has been posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's been posted to a dark website because it's going to lead to weird... I don't know. But
ew.
I don't know if it's even a thing. There's, of course, people saying, well, that wasn't me, because you can just use an email, anybody's email, to open up an account.
Yeah.
Let's see, because that's one of the first things that just popped up. Right there, like, oh, yeah, I remember reading that earlier today.
I remember hearing about that. They talked about that briefly on the Young Turks a couple weeks ago. Let's see here.
Regal Theaters may search bags at the door.
Data breach. What was the name? Ashley Madison?
Oh, Ashley Madison. Yes, excuse me.
All right. Hackers finally posted stolen Ashley Madison data 19 hours ago.
Oh, look, there's Jared. Actually, that's made for people who are married. And
Jared was married.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was married and had kids. Of all things.
Yeah, the trouble with him is that he'd need kids that need permission to still need permission to get the computer.
Yeah. Let's see. Was posted Tuesday to a dark web. I would like when they say it's the dark web. You got to take a flashlight to look around here. You know. And when you get done, you can't. When you leave there with your computer, make sure you count your microchips. You don't know if your computer has been affected. 9.7 gigabytes in size. Holy fuck. That's a big data dump. Using an Onion address accessible only through the Tor browser, the files appear to include account details and logins from some 32 million users of the social networking site, touted as a premier site for married individuals seeking partners for affairs. 7 years worth of credit card and other payment transaction details are also part of the dump, going back to 2007. The data, which amounts to millions of payments and transactions, include names, street addresses, email addresses, and the amount of paid, but not the credit card numbers. Oh, shit. I was going to hope to get in there, you know, and start sending myself some nice Gucci stuff, you know.
Have a little payday.
Yeah, have a little payday on that, you know. No, I wouldn't do that. I'm going to, gather them all together. I'm going to buy it. I'm going shopping. See you in a few months. instead includes 4 digits for each transaction that may be the last 4 digits of the credit card or simply the transaction ID unique for each charge. It's hard to say. AshleyMadison.com claimed to have nearly 40 million users. No, now it's down to two. It's two users, you know. It's just those two hardcore ones. It's like, oh, I got to stay here. I'm just getting too much tail. At the time of the breach, about a month ago, all apparently in the market clandestine hookups. Ashley Madison is famous for the name in infidelity and married dating. You know, I tell you, when I had to go down to Chicago one time, I saw a fucking big ass billboard on the site alongside the business. It said, Ashley Madison, when you're wanting an affair, you know, Ashley Madison bullshit. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So.
That's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also a tech story, I guess, technically.
Yeah, technically it's a tech story. Thousands of, it says here, have an affair today on Ashley Madison. Thousands of cheating wives and cheating husbands. Sign up today looking for an affair with our affair guarantee package. We guarantee you'll find a perfect affair partner. Okay. If I don't, do I get double my money back or I just get my money back? It'd been, you know, see, it'd been nice if it had doubled the money back because, you know, then I would have gone on and said, no, I can't find anybody. Give me double my money back. You know.
Yeah.
Sign up as a different person next time and you know, double my money. It's like playing the slots, you know, only. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed. I was going to say. I used the wrong letter, and they're not slots. Just never mind.
Well, you know.
I wouldn't. I don't judge. I don't slut shame. I do not slut shame.
Somebody wants to lay pipe.
Someone wants to lay pipe or have pipe laid on them. That's other business.
Okay.
You know, I just realized I should ask Joe, since we don't have a guest, get a hold of Joe here. You know, I may send him a message. Oh, by the way, I sent him this message earlier this morning. I go by this church along my route, and they have this sign on their church here, and this is what it says. It says, a coincidence is when God chooses to remain anonymous. What?
Oh, wow. Something deep inside Pluto is replenishing its atmosphere.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Pluto has a problem. Its thin nitrogen atmosphere shouldn't be there. UV rays from the sun should have knocked it away, molecule by molecule, in the dwarf planet's first few thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
4 billion later, Pluto's atmosphere is still there.
Hmm.
it's really scientists who have the problem, because it's not like there are nitrogen-breathing plutonians down there pacing wildly over their impending suffocation.
Well, I don't know about that, because I saw this. I saw this on Rick and Morty. They went to Pluto there, and they were there were plutonians there. I'm just saying, you know. They were mining the shit out of their planet, but you know, hey, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't got to that episode yet. I've watched a few of them. Back to the Future on acid or something. It's really
They said they had Rick and Morty show up for The Simpsons for an opening scene for the credit.
That was funny.
And I'm like, I'm like, what the hell is this? And my daughter's sitting here explaining Rick and Morty to me. She's like, so we had to go and find it and we watched it. I'm sitting here going, I'm digging a hole to my brain, scratching my head so hard, you know. There was only one other time, and they just started season two recently, and I'm sitting there doing the same fucking thing. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? I'm not that I'm not entertained. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? So,
yeah.
And the only time, the last time I had to dig a hole to my brain when I was watching a movie or a TV show was I was watching, what is that movie? The one where the cockroaches are singing? And
Joe's Apartment.
Joe's Apartment. Yeah, thank you. Movie. This is when I lived out in Eau Claire, and I was seeing this one lady, and we were watching the movie. I'm sitting there scratching my head so hard. I'm going, did I leave a hold of my brain? I swear, just, you know, I'm like, what? You know, so.
I love the Busby Berkeley number in the toilet. We used to watch that all the time. We only have it on VHS and can't find it anymore on DVD.
Joe's Apartment?
Yeah, that was the first movie produced by MTV.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could find it for you. If you wanted that bad, you let me know. I'll find it for you.
We still have a VHS machine. I probably could just plug that in. But I have all of the cockroaches songs on my old computer. I don't have those anymore. Kitty Cat Rodeo. Kitty Cat Rodeo.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, sorry for that.
That's okay. apparently there was a little, this is at the Ashley Madison thing there. It said, it has a big Time's Up, you know, it's not like printed out individual letters. They're like they make the big oversized, lettering on this here. It says, Avid Media has failed to take down Ashley Madison and established men. We have explained the fraud, deceit, and stupidity of ALM and their members. Now everyone gets to see their data. Someone's got a bit of a... Someone's trying to be a cock block here. They're just like, oh, we don't like you doing that, so we're gonna make sure nobody can do it no more. Yeah. You just made it harder for you just made it not... You're not doing anything. They're not doing anything.
you know, yeah. This is... The people who are behind this hack, it's petty and stupid, mm-hmm. and it makes about as much sense as the He-Man Woman Haters Club and the old Little Rascals thing.
Yes.
I'm just like, what is your problem?
Yeah. Well, they're having sex and fun, and they're not supposed to, because my Bible says that you should only sleep with just your husband or wife or whatever. And, or, you know, whatever, you know, these people, they're just like, they're the fucking fun police.
They're scorned people. They're probably people who think this happened to them.
Yeah.
Or maybe even worse, that they did this to somebody.
Somebody got burned somewhere.
Yeah. Now, I need to ask you, didn't we cover this, though, that it was a potential threat? Or did we decide because it was potential, we didn't cover it?
I think it was because it was just potential at the time. We didn't really cover it. I mean, they did end up covering it on Young Turks, though, which is fine. They just said, you know, they talked about the fact that the data access had happened. They said that they had a certain amount of time that they were going to come forth with all the data. And, you know.
Yeah, and now it's happening.
Now it's happening. So, yeah, I want I like this as a story for the tech. I'll keep this in mind for right now.
Okay, I'll put a question mark by that. Yeah, that's good for tech. Okay.
Hackers can disable a sniper rifle or change its target.
Where's that at?
Related links down below. This is from Wired.
I am on Wired. Okay, so
it's on a related links here. Thing there.
Sponsored stories.
Yeah, hackers can disable a sniper rifle or change its target. Because remember, there was earlier, a couple weeks ago, there was somebody who had had hackers take a control of his car while he was driving it. He didn't know when they were going to do it, but he knew they were planning on doing it. And they did everything. They changed the radio. They sent a message, laughing at him, whatever. And then they stalled out his engine.
Also, that was real.
Yeah, that was real.
I didn't realize that was real. It's one of those. I was so busy. I didn't take the time to follow it. I just saw a blurb about it. Oh, okay. Well, I suppose too. You know, how could they? I know we talked about rifles with different kinds of stuff on them now, but wait, how can they take control of a rifle?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out here.
Okay.
Says here, put a computer on a sniper rifle and you can turn most amateur shooter into world-class marksman. But add
yes,
wireless connection.
Remember we had that was about the smart bullet, though, I thought, wasn't
it? Yeah, that was about the smart bullet. Yeah, that was the smart bullet.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay, I'll let you read.
All right, no worries. That was about a smart bullet. This is about a smarter gun, I imagine. But add a wireless connection and a computer-aided weapon, and you may find your smart gun suddenly seem to have a mind of its own and a very different idea of the target. At the Black Hat Hacker Convention conference in 2 weeks, security researchers Rama Sendovic and Michael Auger plan to present the results of a year worth of hacking a pair of $1,300 tracking point self-aiming rifles. The married hacker couple, oh, that's so sweet. They're married. They hack together.
They get together and they make babies. They make hackable. They make
hackable
rifles.
Guns. They make hackable guns. Oh, that's so nice.
So cute.
You know, nothing against these hackers, but I think, you know, honestly, they should be fucking. I'm just saying. They got too much. They have some sexual problems there going on because they're spending more time hacking.
Big gun in the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. She's holding the big gun.
It is a BFG, folks.
It is a big fucking gun.
We know who has the bullets in this family.
It's her. Oh, that's completely ad hominem. the married hacker couple have developed a set of techniques that could allow an attacker to compromise the rifle via its Wi-Fi connection and exploit vulnerabilities in its software. The tricks can change variables in the scope's calculations that make the rifle unexpectedly miss the target, permanently disable the scope's computer, or even prevent the gun from firing. At a demonstration for Wired, shown in the video above, the researchers were able to dial in the changes to the scope's targeting system so precisely that they could cause the bullet to hit a bullseye of the hacker's choosing rather than one chosen by the shooter. Fuck. Could you imagine if you had to use one? Let's say, I don't know, we're trying to take out, let's say it's CIA. Let's say this is something the CIA is doing. They got to take out somebody. They're monitoring a situation, right? And they're going to take out. They go to shoot somebody who's going to shoot the president, for example. And the attackers take over the gun and they shoot the president with it instead.
Exactly.
You know, that's the worst case.
Thanks for inventing this, hackers. We feel so much safer in the world now.
Yeah, I feel so much safer.
Wow.
I'm staying inside my house with my windows closed. They can't shoot what they can't see.
They can, but okay. they can see things with heat.
And oh, that's right. Shit, I'm fucked.
Shit.
I'm fucked.
Fucked.
I'm all. We're all fucked. Well, fortunately, okay. Let me put it like this. Fortunately for me, I'm nobody. I'm not worth getting. I'm not worth shooting. Oh yeah. Shot him. Who the fuck was it that you shot?
Dude.
You can make it lie consistently so that the user so they're always miss their shots. For the immunity of software tour or attacker can just easily lock out the user or erase the gun's entire file system. If the scope is bricked, you can have $6,000 or $7,000 computer you can't use on top of a rifle and you still have to aim it yourself. Oh, the horror! You have to aim it yourself now. Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't, you know, it's... since Tracking Point launched in 2011, the company sold more than 1,000 of its high-end Linux-powered rifles with self-aiming system. The scope allows you to designate a target and dial in variables like wind, temperature, the weight of the ammunition being fired. Then, after the trigger is pulled, the computerized rifle itself, chooses the exact moment to fire, activating its firing pin only when its barrel is perfectly oriented to hit the target. The result is a weapon that can allow even a gun novice to reliably hit targets as far away as a mile. Damn.
This has been around since 2011, though. I mean, this kind of thing.
Yeah, this kind of technology has been around since 2011, but apparently the
thanks to the Iraq War, probably.
This is something for the gun nuts.
This is...
Unfortunately, it's too old. It's 7/29/15.
Oh, damn it!
I know, right? It's just
damn
too.
Damn it!
Too,
this is really interesting, though.
It is really interesting.
It's scary and interesting, and I.
I know, right?
Not having tech story.
Yeah. See that one time we're looking for a tech story, we didn't. I think it was last time we're looking for a tech story, we didn't have this, and now we find it. It's always after the fact. Shit.
That's
too bad.
I'm really bummed.
Well, we got to talk about it here, so hey, you know.
That's true.
So.
Something else to just be so happy that's out there.
Yeah.
Well. Okay then.
Alrighty. Well. You got all excited. You're getting all excited, you know, revved up. I could hear it all the way from over here. All right, let's see here.
Pardon me.
That's all right. Let's see here. All right, I'm going to go over to the text. Let's find some tech.
Where did we used to go for tech?
I know, it's been so long. TechCrunch.
Thank you.
TechCrunch.com. Waiting for TechCrunch to load here. Let's see here. Samsung has an answer to Apple's smartwatch. How about we just stop with the smartwatches? it's fucking stupid. It's about 10 years too late. If they had come out 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I would have been all over that shit. Let's see here. Okay.
It's an after sex drink.
You Quora is an after sex drink to prevent UTIs in women. Urinary tract infections, or UTIs, are second leading cause of doctor visits in the U.S., responsible for 10 million visits per year. They're incredibly uncomfortable, require antibiotics, and if left untreated, can cause life-threatening bladder and kidney infections. For 50% of the women who understand just how much having a UTI sucks, Eucora is a Berkeley-based startup. Oh, it's a startup.
Oh, dang it.
That's right. We should start a show called the Startup Special.
Yeah. just have the sound of somebody grinding their keys on, trying to start your car in the winter. Okay, back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing board. Let's see here.
Okay, I would suggest something, except that I actually read the article and I read some of the other articles related to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's really a story.
Okay.
But they do have a female version of Viagra that just came out.
Oh, I did hear about that.
The problem is this maybe not only like 40% effective, and it's really hard to judge the pill, because when men have a sexual problem, it's all about blood flow, all right?
Right.
But for women, when they have a problem with sex, it's usually very much about a place in your brain. It's about being distracted, or it's emotional. And so that's why I don't suggest it.
Well, women do get a bit...
So story.
Yeah, well, women do get a little bit of blood flow down there, too, you know, so...
Well, that's true, but it's like, it's what... It is more the mental thing, though.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, it absolutely is.
Because they have a lack of desire. And for men, it's not a lack of desire. It's just a lack of performance.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the difference. So I want you to know that I did look at it because I thought you'd suggest it, and I just kind of...
Yeah, no, I
wishy-washy about it.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I saw it this morning come up, and I was like, okay. But I'm like, I kind of forgot about it, but yeah. Let's see here. The top 9 startups from Y Combinator Summer's 2015 demo day 1. What is this, a bed that makes itself? What the hell? This bed is glowing. What the fuck is this?
It's a startup article. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a startup article, but what the fuck is this glowing bed? I'm kind of interested now.
It's tightening a sheet or something.
Yeah, it says it's a smart mattress cover that measures your sleep.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It sends the data to both Lumina app and the other interconnected devices at home.
Skynet knows where you sleep.
Skynet knows where you sleep, and if you've been sleeping alone, or if you're doing the mattress mambo.
You gotta do Arnold.
I know where you've been fucking.
We know when you're awake.
Oh my god.
Puny humans.
I know where your penis has been.
We know what their weaknesses is.
Oh my gosh. It's
all about performance. We just have to make them feel insecure about themselves and they'll give up. Okay.
I'm going on to page 2.
Yep.
Come on here.
Where's my page 2 thing? There we go. Next. Right there.
Yeah.
Too far.
Let's see here. 3 days left to save $1,000 on disrupt San Francisco tickets. Okay.
What?
I have no idea what that even is. Guardian Health and Flutuation Health team to cure up cancer with big data. Okay. America's chief data scientist Jay Patel is coming to disrupt San Francisco. I have no idea what the fuck is this. Let's see here.
You want me to look it up because it's probably...
No.
It's probably just, yeah.
No, I'm just, I don't...
Yeah, but somebody will be talking about it.
Somebody else will be talking about it. Let them figure out what the hell there is. I don't know.
We're going our own way.
Hummin launches Knock Knock, an app for college kids to contact each other without exchanging numbers. Hey, are you on Knock Knock? Sure. We get your Knock Knock name. Oh, like we don't have Facebook and... Yahoo Messenger and all these other social media places. We got to have one more.
Well, they have to do something besides Facebook because everybody's parents and grandparents are now on Facebook, and it's not cool anymore.
Yeah. Oh, it's just two strong thumbs to the glass screen, and the comic book style app Knock Knock opens up and begins to search for other users around us.
Oh, you know, that reminds me of my son Alex, his 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually search out, I can't remember if it was just for a Pokemon game, I think it was in general, you know, and it would find other 3DS users in the area. And so it was kind of fun a few times when he was at a mall, you know, he'd say, oh, there, you know, somebody else was out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, huh.
Yeah. All right, I'm going on to page 3. There's nothing on page 2. Page 2 is like, bleh.
Yeah, I won't hang out at colleges anyway. It's kind of
Yeah. Are you kidding me, Connie? You were hanging out at the college. If you're hanging out at the college, the guys go, oh, yeah, there she is. And she wonders she's got Knock Knock. And just. Me, if I hung out at a college, then that'd be creepy. You know, just.
Oh, by the way, is your daughter still there?
Yeah, she's still speaking. I like the way you transition that. By the way, is she still there? Yeah, she goes back. She goes back next week. Yeah.
Next week, yeah. Hey, is it her third year?
Her third year. Third year. Yeah, this will be her third year there. And she's got at least 2 more years to go, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. This Google's Hub on-hub router promises faster Wi-Fi. This woman, she has way too big of a smile. I've never seen anybody. No human smiles like that. No human smiles like that. I'm just saying. This. She has got. I have only seen the last time I saw a picture of anybody that had cheeks like that. It was a representation of Hillary Clinton, and it was in Freakazoid. And I just watched it just the other night.
I think that the girls who were trying to sing while they were vibrators were being used on them.
Oh yeah, they had pretty big smiles too.
I don't know. Oh my goodness.
When the bus will be its
networking infrastructure has evolved over the last 10 years. Mm. It's eating our souls. That's how.
let's see here. Study says 80% of Apple Watch users are already using Apple Pay. Okay, whatever. I'm moving on to the next. I'm moving down to page 4. Come on, load page 4.
That article, the headline, the next one would be a lot funnier if it was misspelled.
I haven't even gotten there. My computer is sitting here going, oh, where
are you? Oh, when you see it, my joke will make sense.
There we go. Now it's starting to load, I think. It's stalled, man. Oh, there it goes. It's like, you can't have page. Oh, wait, I'm stuck at page 3. No, I want page 4. I said page 4, not page 3. It just reloaded page 3 on me. Stupid browser. Is it me or just autocorrect gotten worse lately? If it had been misspelled, yeah, that would have been funnier.
Okay. The next story might be interesting. Company awarded
space elevator.
For space elevator.
Ooh. Okay, let's take a look at that. The space.
How many times would your ears pop?
That's a good question. By the time it's like, yeah, could you imagine? Oh, I could just imagine some idiot's gonna get up there and pretend to be do the Spider-Man thing, and he's gonna climb up there, and he's gonna lose oxygen, and he's gonna fall to his death.
You know, somebody's gonna try and do that.
Yeah,
you know they are because it's there. Like,
yeah.
I don't see how. Just logistically looking at this, I don't see how this is supposed to survive.
How would it survive, you know, the high winds and everything, too, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And the thing would have to be really fucking large. The space game is hot, and only the strongest are going to survive. One Canadian company feels it's a good spot to succeed. Just having an award, the patent for a space elevator. let's see here. Thoth Technology took an aggressive shot at Musk's SpaceX process of announcing the news by way of its CEO, Caroline Roberts. Landing on a barge at sea is a great demonstration, but landing 12 miles above the sea level will make spaceflight more like taking a passenger jet, except for the 20-minute ride to the top of the elevator to get there.
Oh, I see what they're doing. Okay.
Holy shit! Oh, I'm looking at this. I'm panicking now. I'm just. I don't think
that's
I know.
Fucking crazy pilot too.
Yeah. Could you imagine trying to come in on that one? Holy fuck.
Holy yes. Oh. Wow.
You know, before we do something like this, I think we need to get rid of this thing called terrorists. You know, because.
You think?
Yeah, I think we should get rid of the terrorists first, you know, because they're going to go, ooh, looky there. I think we could blow that up really good, you know.
Wow. Okay, well, it's an idea. I will give them that.
It's an idea, yeah. It says, in addition to taking an elevator for funsies, large equipment could be theoretically be pushed up to up into space. At a much lower cost, having a patent is one thing. Actually, building it is another.
That's okay. They were ordered a patent, but that's not meaning it's happening. I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good science fair project, people. But
yeah. Yeah, I don't think as a species, I don't think we're ready for something like that yet. Honestly, I don't.
For my reality, I'm going to go back and watch the Jetsons, and
yeah.
I figure that's a lot.
That's the closest thing. Yeah, I'm having an attack. Just you know, I'm hyperventilating. And go, oh my god, that's high. Oh my god. So
I can't even watch the Mission Impossible movie where Tom Cruise is climbing that. That building in Dry, you know.
Oh,
like,
no.
No. God,
my daughter would play.
The building.
Oh, my daughter would do this. She would play this one game. I forget the name of it off the top of my head. But she would climb all the way up to the top of this one really tall building. And then she would jump off. And she'd land in a haystack. And I'd sit there and go, oh, my God. It's like. Dad, it's just, you know, it's not real. It's like, I'm having a spaz attack just watching it. You know, I'm freaking out.
Exactly.
and I had this one, game, it's called Saint Rose. Saints Row. It's
oh, yeah.
Okay. And one, some of them, you have to jump off the top of the building to, you know, do parachuting shit things, you know. And it took me a while before I would actually do it because I'm that... phobic of it, you know. I'm just like, oh my god, I'm like, my daughter's like, Dad, it's just a character. You can always hit reset. You can get another guy. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know, but that's not the point here. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't, you know.
You don't understand.
You don't understand,
in
girl.
The game.
I can't.
I'm plugged into the game.
I'm plugged. My mind is like in the game.
My husband does that too. He sits there and he's watching movies and if I look over, he's like ducking, you know, yeah. Like he's actually doing something. And
oh, that's so funny! Watches them like someone shooting, like, boom, 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 boom. They missed me. How I ducked off to the left just in time. It's like the bullets are gonna come out of the TV set. Choom.
It always cracks me up. I think that's so funny. Next article down the, let's see, not next. I guess it's a couple down.
It says, how Relay FM proves that podcasts aren't an overnight success. Okay. We've been doing this for 4 years and, you know, just saying. I'm going to go on to one more page. If I don't find anything else here, I'm going to go to another tech site. I'm on to page 5.
Photokite. I said that wrong.
Yeah, photo guy is like, what the hell?
a drone.
It's a drone on a leash. Needs no pilot, just a GoPro.
I smell
startup, yeah. And let's see here. Confide, the self-destructing messenger, goes live on desktop. Confide, the app that lets you self-destruct messages, is now transitioning to the desktop. Confide, launched 18 months ago as a mobile app on the iOS, Android, offering users a chance to send messages to each other that are only readable a few words at a time. When the users tap on a certain words of the message, they would appear and then disappear again at the user's finger. Oh, that's kind of interesting.
It's kind of like... This message will self-destruct.
Yeah, this message will self-destruct in 30 seconds. Dun, dun.
Keep referencing Mission Impossible here.
Yes. I was actually thinking more along the lines of Get Smart.
That too. Well, that's obviously. Oh, my dad used to watch both those shows.
I think someone tried. I just think someone tried calling me. What the hell?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and he also watched The Avengers, which I also love. I'm watching that.
I have no idea who this is. They just rang my number and they hung up. All right.
It's a flyby.
Yes. All right. I'm tabbing that one open. Whim is a dating app actually focused on actual dates. What a concept. That's a novel idea. You know, people going on dates. What is that? I don't know. Yeah.
Wait, we both put our phones away and talk to each other?
Talk. I can't talk without my fingers touching the keyboard.
You want to be my keyboard.
One
of the worst pickup lines ever.
Oh, my God. That's the worst pickup line. I can't talk about my keyboard. You want to be my keyboard? That's the weirdest. That's got to be the weird. That is, you're right. That's the weirdest pickup line I've ever heard.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
Oh, well.
I got to remember try it next week at the bar. No. I can't find anything. I'm going to go to another text site here.
Oh, you didn't want to talk about Whim?
No, I'm gonna.
That's fine.
Let's see here.
Let me look here.
Let me go to tech.
Yeah. Well, we have science website.
Oh, CNET.com/news.
Okay.
All right, here. Let's see here. Apple's reportedly revamped its stores to make room for more products. More products! Because Steve Jobs is dead and he got rid of all the extra products that Apple had because he knew it was bringing down the organization. So they focused on just a couple and brought Apple back to life. And now they're doing the complete reverse. Let's just spread it all across the goddamn board. NASA's giving you another chance to send your name to Mars. See here. Let's see here. What? Radically improve your Tinder profile by getting Kelly Clarkson to sing it.
Oh, jeez. Technically incorrect. On Jimmy Kimmel's show, Clarkson shows how a little talent can make the words slip into something sound glorious.
This is interesting. When 10 minutes of eye contact leads to hallucinations. Monster sightings!
Oh,
Okay. All right. What do you got here? What is this? Have you ever known someone who stares into your eyes a little too long when you're having a conversation? Strange, right? Well, it can get even stranger according to the researcher published this summer in Journal of Psychiatric Research. A vision scientist from the University of Urbino, God damn it, cover up what I'm reading, in Italy, worked on two groups of young adults, each consisting of 20 people. Both groups were placed on dimly lit rooms. One group stared blankly at the wall for 10 minutes. The other was paired off and asked to stare at each other's eyes for the same amount of time. Both groups were told they were only part of the study that was going to involve meditative experience with eyes open. After 10 minute ends, participants were asked to report on their experiences through a series of questions. The people in the group who looked at each other's reported experiencing more dissociative states than the wall-gazing group. Dissociative is a rather vague psychological term when people lose their normal connection with reality. I call those religious figures. I'm just saying. Religious people. Reduced color intensity, seemingly quieter or louder, expected to be coming spaced out and time seeming to drag on. See, that's what happens when you just make people just stare at each other. Time just sits there and drags on. Worst date ever.
Ever.
Look at it for 10 minutes like, you know, if I leave right now, I might be able to watch The Simpsons. I just should that's just make The Simpsons if I leave right now.
Vague, when they're vague and they're spacing out, that's exactly what they're thinking.
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah.
I could be doing laundry right
I could
now.
Be doing laundry, yes. See, the reduced color intensity seems to be quieter and louder than expected, spaced out and seemed dragging on. The answers got a lot more interesting, though, when the study participants were asked to report on the experience of the partner's faces. Okay. The strange face questionnaire, 90% of the eye staring group agreed that they had some deformity facial traits. 75% said they'd seen a monster.
Reptilians.
Reptilians. Ripscallions!
Pretty sure he was Bigfoot.
It was Bigfoot.
He was pretty hairy.
He was pretty hairy, man. 15% they'd seen a relative's face. Okay. No more deep stares. If I ever go on a date again, I'm going to get the shades with the glasses so they're reflective so they can't look at my eyeballs. So this way they're seeing themselves, you know.
Now I'm thinking about the movie They.
How about the movie They Live, you know?
That's what I mean, They Live.
The
glasses.
You need the special glasses for that. Let's see. Caputo theorizes that the effect might have to do something what happens when we snap back to reality after zoning out. Strange face apparitions may characterize the rebound to reality from a dissociated state induced by sensory deprivation. Well, that's actually kind of interesting. He writes the study's abstract. This phenomena may explain psychosomatic projections of the subconscious subject's unconscious meanings into the other person to the other's face. In other words, as we re-enter reality, stuff that normally hidden from our own view in our unconscious mind can get projected into another person's face. Hello, scary monster face. Oh my God, you are George Bush! You know. Fucking monsters! Caputo says, according to Jarrett, this theory is speculative and the study should be considered preliminary. This is just kind of funny. There's no good science here. I'm sorry. This is not good science.
No, it's not.
It's funny science, but it's not.
Well, duh. You know, eye contact's extremely uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Even with somebody you really, really, really love, I don't think that we keep that amount of eye contact 10 minutes.
10
yeah.
minutes? Yeah. After the first 15 minutes, you're just stalking at that point.
Well, I mean, if you sit there and you just, I know they said somebody didn't, they didn't give them something to focus on. They just stared at a wall. If the people had been given a photo to stare at.
Yeah, I wonder if they would have the same effect.
The thing probably would have started moving, you know, and just
oh, yeah.
saying, you know, it's, that was funny though.
let's see. Doctor Who's science is more real than you think. Okay. You got my attention.
Is that further down or up the page?
It's down the page. It's about 10 hours ago.
Okay, mine must have changed. I didn't know I'd seen it.
I have no idea what the hell's going
there
on.
There we go. There we go.
Okay. Yeah. The police box. The TARDIS. Space. Bees. People on stairs. Sonic screwdrivers. What's going on?
Each picture.
Oh, okay. Oh, here we go. All right, here we go. All right. There's a thing next to each picture that pops up. The universe is really cracked. Time fields are cracked in space-time. Cosmologists have claimed there might be defects in space-time called cosmic string. I hate it when people start talking about cosmic string. It's not even a theory. It's a hypothesis at this point.
Yeah, I know.
The TARDIS is actually kind of real. A time machine, much less a police box shaped time machine. See, it's too crazy to believe. That said,
I didn't have to click on it.
Yeah, well, let's see here.
I guess I'm not able to.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh, it says, it's not actually bigger on the inside. Physicist Berman Tippett recently wrote a white paper with colleague David Tsang. A real-life TARDIS would work transversible archimedal or retrograde domain in space-time. But it layman means that something can go backwards in time and move faster than the speed of light, which fundamentally what the doctor's ship does. Tippett's version, however, can't go through walls. Well, fuck, if you can't go through walls, what fucking good are you?
Yeah.
The stars are actually dying. Yeah, I know that. Everybody should know that. Bees are actually hurting. Bees actually are hurting. Oh, yeah. Regeneration is actually a thing.
Oh, this is so simplistic, though.
Yeah, this is not. Sonic screwdrivers are a thing. They do work, apparently, blah, blah, blah. Robot dogs. Weeping angels. Two hearts. Daleks have double gangers. We're actually working on freezing people. Have an omega, okay. Let's see. Pesticides do kill. Terrifying gas mask children. Whatever. Yeah, this is not. This was not.
No.
That was not worth it. Even though it's supposed to be Doctor Who related, they kind of screwed the pooch on it, really, to be honest.
Oh, it's just a Sunday morning newspaper.
It's clickbait is what it was. I wonder who fucking called me. I'll have to look that number up later and see who the fuck it was. And called me.
A freshwater plant from the Cretaceous era has been identified as one of the first ever flowering plants.
Cool.
18 hours ago.
Mm. Autocorrect gets woman a blind girl on her birthday cake. Instead of a blonde, it's supposed to be a blonde girl on top of her cake. But she said, but apparently it thought it said blind instead of blonde. So, yeah.
New way to keep track of your dog.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah, I see. New to keep track of your dog.
Oh, it's a Kickstarter.
The 10 weirdest wheeled ways to get around. Yeah, because I could always, I love just traveling around sideways everywhere I fucking go. Goodbye, $200 iPhone. Sprint said to kill 2-year contract. Let's see here. See a colorblind man watching a sunset in full color for the first time.
I've seen that video before, a couple weeks ago, actually. It was pretty interesting.
Huge Lego castle, Zelda Hyrule Castle, took 2.5 years to build. And 5 minutes to be destroyed when they left the kindergarten class enter the room.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see here. Runners compete race from a treadmill. Well, then what's fucking fun is that? No cheating then. You can't get in the car and drive to the finish line. The selfie hand for selfie stick infests your selfies with zombies. Oh, Jesus Christ. We had these selfie sticks. They're stupid. An Apple Watch can now be tried on without an appointment. I didn't know I had to get an appointment to try on a smartwatch. Swim trackers. Lifetime subscription to Tiger VPN for $29. Mamba Robots built itself of evolving baby bots. Okay, you have my attention. You have my attention. The theory of natural selection popularized by Charles Darwin has been demonstrated in robots. A mother robot built by researchers at the University of Cambridge can design, build, test, and improve her baby robots with each successive generation, creating an evolving series of better, even better machines. Okay. Skynet is here.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see here. The team led by Dr. Finland Lindy of Cambridge Department of Engineering built the mother robot and programmed it to build a robot capable of moving. After that, everything the mother did was autonomous. Using plastic cubes and motors inside, she built 10 generations of 10 children. I hope someone's paying child support. I'm just saying, you know. Across a total of 5 separate experiments, totaling 500 autonomously constructed baby bots. Wow, that's a lot of diapers. Just saying. Natural selection is basically reproduction, assessment, reproduction, assessment, and so on. Working in collaboration with researchers at ETH Zurich, and stating that essentially what this robot is doing, we can actually watch improvement and diversification of the species. Okay, it's a species now. I'm scared, Connie.
I'm scared.
So. For each generation, the mother bot deployed and tested the children using data collected by the improved on the robots. By the 5th generation, the robots were able to perform tasks twice as quickly as the robots in the first generation. Oh, this is kind of really interesting.
Yes, it is. Excuse me.
I like this story.
I'm sorry.
I'm only reading a little bit into it, but I like the story. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I want to throw that in there.
Yeah. You know what? I think we've got our second story. Tech story. We got 2 tech stories or we got 1 tech story? I forget which.
No, we have 2.
2.
I'm just... Wait. Oh, shoot.
What was the first one?
Well, no, we had the Ashley, unless you wanted Ashley Madison breach be just a current story, because it could be. But I'm just saying that it seems to me that you were saying that even when we had double articles, the tech story was only going to be a single.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But the Ashley story, it's also news. It's not just tech. It's
right. Did we want to do? What did we have? Already pick our top? Come on, open up.
The regular story was Jared.
Okay, why don't we put? Yeah, let's put that in with our top. I'll grab the link right now.
The Ashley Madison as a. Okay, Ashley Madison. Because I think that what we did was we split the hot news.
Right.
Before and had it as a current, and if you want to have two current, then Ashley could be the second current. But I like this for the tech.
Yeah, let's do. All right, then let's do this one for the tech. Let me find. I lost the story where Ashley Madison.
It's all over. I think I left it. Did I leave it open? Yeah, I have one.
I got it too.
Do you have it too?
Yeah, I got it. I found it. I just lost the tab. That's all. I'll put it in here with the where my
that's
windows.
Number two story with.
Oh, you with Jared? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number two story with Jared.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. All right. I am saving that now. All right. Two stories: hackers and Subway.
Right.
All right.
And in tech, we have that robot.
Right. A form of natural selection. Do you have the link from CNET? Or
sure.
Do you need,
okay. Yeah, I have it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I have it here. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Now, we've got... Now, you said something. You had something for the religious story?
I have one. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just trying to make the folder here. It's about a religious wax museum that they grab old celebrity wax figures. Let's see, natural, self-evolving baby bots is how I wrote that down.
Yeah.
And evidently, Tom Cruise is Jesus in their wax museum thing.
Oh, you got that other one from the passer census, yes. Swindling the elderly.
Yes, I think, and that's in the drop. That's in the
chat window.
Skype, yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my computer to load it now.
I don't know if I still have that open. I might have had to shut that down. I had a bunch of noise that happened, and I closed.
Okay.
It, so I'll go there too. That, yeah, bilked the faithful. Yeah, it's still in there.
Okay. All right, you got this. So I got the cameras in front of me that I can't see here. Pastor
what
at
I
Passion.
Will do, so, oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Pastor at Passion for Truth. Sentenced to swindling to prison for swindling the elderly. Okay, then it's not Passion for Truth. It's Passion for Cash.
Yeah, money doesn't judge, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so not. Yeah, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison, ordered to prepay the elder investors $3.3 million. He pleaded guilty to 4 counts of wire fraud and profited $570,000 in a scam of elderly people who trust him because his Christian faith and family values. Some of them were suffering from dementia. That's the problem here. We need to get more people who have dementia watching the show and donating. I'm sorry. That was really bad. It's really bad. Despite being warned by the court not accepting a personal responsibility for his actions could lead him to more prison time, he said in sermons that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time and blamed the economy. What? He's only paid back a fraction of restitution owed to victims, $1,950, despite the fact that he lives rent-free with an annual church salary of $127,000.
Damn.
Fuck. Are you fucking kidding me? He gets paid an annual salary of $127,000.
And he has basically a manse, or the church pays for his house or rental. Yeah, on top of that, that's usually how that works.
Oh, my God. This is... Connie, we're in the wrong business. I'm just saying. We're in the wrong business.
Earlier this week, I posted something. I found a class at a local college, and it was basically constructed doodling. Mm-hmm. And it was guided imagery combined with doodling. And I was like, if I had no qualms about bilking people for money, yeah, I could do this all day long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, if we were different people, and as much as we know about the Bible and religion and shit, I'm sure if we did that, we could be rolling in it right now. But I couldn't do it. I really couldn't do shit like that, because it just, I have this thing called, you know, morals.
Exactly. Evidently he was a sales agent for some
big
kind of multi-level marketing thing. B&B Equity Group,
mm-hmm,
a California company. He misled victims into believing that the billionaire Warren Buffett was an investor and convinced people to cash out annuities knowing they would lose money. He continued to sell investments even after the state issued a cease and desist order. Wow. That's so cold. That's... I don't know. This is a... Talk about poking at religion. This guy needs to be probed.
Yes.
But then he's going to prison, so maybe he'll get that.
Staley said, Staley did not mention the order to the clients. Okay. Stanley ran a controversial church ministry called the Christian Roots Movement. Yeah, there's a movement, all right. It's more like a bowel movement, really. Which advocates following the Bible in the manner of early Christians before churches started adding and subtracting from the Word of God. Okay. Alrighty, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, but I'm going to look it up if we do this. Or even if we don't. That's just weird.
Yes. He said that supporters had visions of high-ranking demonic generals, which Stanley interpreted to be FBI agents investigating him. Okay, see, he knows he's a scammer. Okay, here's what happened. The way I'm reading this here. He goes, oh, we're having high-ranking visions of demonic demons around you. Oh, the FBI's on me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, he knew he was scamming.
Of course he did.
Even then, Stan was beset by financial troubles and allegations of fraud. He makes $127,000 a year, and you have problems with money, then you are seriously, seriously fucked. The dishonesty was a big problem for me. Josh Ernest told the paper, I started to see a pattern. I used the same sorts of excuses, blamed the other people, and nothing was ever his fault or responsibility. That happened to one too many times.
Yeah, good for him. Good for that congregation person. There's hope for him yet, perhaps. They just, I don't know. Probably won't go so far as to apply that to God, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't God's fault. It was my fault. Mm-hmm. I like this story. You know what? I don't think I really want to see... I don't really want to look for anything else. Let's do this. Go ahead, take this. Let's take this.
Okay.
I like seeing these people go to jail. It makes me happy. See, you know that woman with the big smiley face that we were just talking about? If I could do that, I'd be doing that right now. I don't have the cheekbones for it. I do not have the cheekbones for it. Probably why I'm divorced.
Do we want a second story since...
Let's find one more story.
Like I said, there's that other story about the wax museum. It's kind of light and silly.
Well, I was thinking there were some good videos that came out.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find them here. I just got to find them. No, that's not it. Where did my... Oh, here we go.
Hacked Ashley Madison data reveals accounts listed in Josh Duggar's name.
Really?
It's on the page we were just reading.
Oh,
it's
great.
Just below the...
Oh, that's great. That's excellent.
So, well, there might be more we can talk about with Ashley Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, video.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find one here. Come on here. Scott Lively warns Christians to prepare for relentless persecution. Scott Lively says acceptance of homosexuality is the harbinger of the wrath of God. That's almost a 3-minute video. Let's see here.
I'm sorry, can you hear my son talking in the background?
Very little, very lightly. I heard something and then it just kind of went away.
Okay, I'm just going to take a quick walk here.
Sure.
And go ahead and close the door because it's been open. They've been pretty quiet. But.
All right, no worries.
So, and that was the fan. I'm trying not to have a blow on me, but I walked right past it.
Of course.
Of course. It's very warm here today.
Yeah, it's a little warm here right now, even though it's 65 degrees. I'm a little warm behind my screen here.
We've had the natural air conditioning going here around the Puget Sound for the last several days, so that's been nice.
Yeah.
But it's warm today. So.
Let's see here. Where are you? I just saw it. Maybe it was from the other day. That's too long. That's 3 minutes long.
Tony Perkins. Women need to stop acting like men or society will go down the tubes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. let's see here. Trying to find it here. I apologize for the uncomfortable silence, everybody.
I'm lost in my own little world here.
Yeah.
Reading.
I hear
sorry.
You. All right. It's like,
Let's see. So, Scott Lively warns Christians to prepare for...
Holy shit. Santorum...
Relentless persecution.
Yeah. Santorum compares cancerous legal abortion to Holocaust. Oh, here we go. Here it is. It's Wretched Robertson. He goes, I'm not a psychic. I just share divine healing messages. Here, I'll play this real quick.
All right.
It's a minute long. Or not. Where's my...
Out people who are sick and needing healing.
Oh, sorry about that. For some reason, my browser doesn't want to play the videos after the first... 10, 15 seconds, it plays video and everything, and it's like, oh, you want audio too. Oh, okay.
This is Emma who says, I've started watching the 700 Club recently. At the end of the program, you call out people who are sick and needing healing. How do you know about these people? I would call this a psychic ability of sorts. Are these real healings? I just want to know how you pick prayer requests, or are you going with what you're told inside from the Lord?
All right, nope, they're not prayer requests.
Wait a minute.
Watching the 700 Club
Whoops.
Recently.
Sorry about that.
At the end of the program, you call out people who are sick and needing healing. How do you know about these people? I would call this a psychic ability of sorts. Are these real healings? I just want to know how you pick prayer requests.
Oh, did you hear the change in the audio? That's not me.
Yeah, did they
spliced it or something? Because it says here on the screen, it says, I just want to know how you pick these people. Have they sent prayer requests, or are you going with what you're told inside from our Lord? Signed, Emma.
Going with what you're told inside from the Lord.
I just heard that. Nope. I just said that.
Prayer requests that anybody we know. If you look at the 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians, you'll see the enablements of the Holy Spirit. And one is called the word of knowledge. And the Holy Spirit can give us, by His Spirit, a word that will tell us what's going on, that we can't see it, touch it, feel it, and so forth. And this isn't psychic, and they are real, and we have thousands and thousands of people who've been healed. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of people have been healed.
Where? That is such equivocation. That's actually a... Damn. You know, I'm almost tempted to save that for a short show, except it'll be two more weeks.
Yeah.
And then have Mr. Priestley talk about that. But, no, this is really good, because why isn't this being a psychic? And what makes this any different than going to Mama Mamba Jumbo, mm-hmm. who, you know, gives you a mojo bag and looks into a crystal ball?
You know, it's also... what is this any different from being a witch or a warlock, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And it's different because we're different. No, you know, I wish he'd dug his hole a little deeper, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad. It's a long show, so there'll be a lot that we're talking about. This is a good possibility.
Yeah.
I would definitely hold that one. Unless you really want to do that one, in which case that's fine with me too.
Well, we could just, you know,
let's see.
That's just one there.
It's 2 minutes, so no, but, Fisher gays are trying to reimpose slavery on the South.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, you there. Yeah, that's right, you. That's right. Get over here and give me gay sex.
I'll use the fuzzy handcuffs.
I'll use the fuzzy handcuffs.
And it's... Okay, the safe word, Mr. Fisher... Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I shouldn't do that. I'm sorry.
Oh, actually, let's, there was.
Let's being for the gay person. All right.
Yeah, there was this one. Where is it? Someone else commented on it. This is. It was Pat Robertson. Mm-hmm. And he's basically telling a grandparent try to get a family member to take their kids away from their parents because they're atheists. Where is it? I just remember seeing it here.
Oh, it must be.
It was a couple days ago. It was.
Really?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Gays
want to destroy us.
No, it wasn't.
We're forced to bow before the gays.
Hang on a second here.
Was it on Right Wing Watch?
Yeah, it was on Right Wing Watch blog. Shit. I guess I'm going to have to go right to the blog.
I'm going to say it, then I'm going to go to the blog.
Yeah, I'm going to say it.
Gays cannot be happy. Transgender people are possessed by demons.
Gays want to destroy us. I have to look. I got the view all here. What the hell?
Give me the next page. Thank you.
Where are you, Robertson?
Maybe we need to... Actually, I'm just going to click on Robertson, but...
Maybe it's a little bit older than I thought it was.
Gays.
Maybe it's older than I thought it was. Hang on.
Well, yeah.
Let me do a quick search.
I'm already back at June.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's Robert. August 10th. It was from August 10th. Pat Robertson, grandparents, take grandchildren away from atheist parents and send them to a Christian school. Yeah,
I'm not finding it in Right Wing Watch.
It's on. I found it on Raw Story here, but I know it was on there.
Oh, okay. All right. August.
I'm very concerned because this past weekend, my six-year-old grandson said that his dad told him God and Jesus were not real and were just made up to scare people about dying. I tried to explain the truth to him, but he won't believe me. I'm worried for my grandson's soul.
Well, you should be. If there's any way you can get that child away from it, this is his grandfather who's telling him
this. It's his father.
Father telling him that.
So I don't know if that's her son or her son-in-law. She doesn't know.
I don't know. But if there's any way you could get him enrolled in a Christian school or get him into some, they have daily vacation Bible school and things, or a youth group. There are all kinds of things you could do to kind of get him into some positive influences.
You know, another thing that would be great for her would be Superbook.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's all Bible stories.
Get God, a set of that and show it to him and see what happens. All right.
And you know the thing is, he's like, okay, doesn't matter what they believe. Be sure you undermine their authority over their own children.
Exactly, and advise grandparents to just go ahead and usurp the parents' authority, and make it so that No. Oh, my God. No. And what gets me is they're so afraid. On a flip side,
mm-hmm.
I just saw this last week where there's advice sent to Christian parents who send their children off to college. Not every parent can afford a private Christian college. And they're sending them off to college, and they say, you need to get them invested in how to argue against ungodly people. It's teachers, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, if my parents, of course, my dad was dead before I became a.
Why does this say it was published on February 17th?
This story.
Oh, that's a wrong. Never mind. This is a wrong link. I don't know why it linked me to a bad story here. I linked to the wrong video. Oh. That's all right. I've got this.
Well, it looks like it should be the right one. I
typed in Right Wing Blog, and for some reason, it took me to. It gave me a link to one from February 17th. I didn't look at it. And it's like, because it says demonic covers, covens may curse your picture, your kid's picture if you're on Facebook or some shit like that. So never mind about that. Sorry about that.
And what I have to talk about, I could just save it for the show, but Christians are worried about people indoctrinating their, teaching their kids about stuff that's not biblical, but it's okay for them to interfere in somebody else's way they're raising their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't even understand. It doesn't even know to say that they understand what the atheist parent is saying, or they just and their feet and then Pat's and Musin are sitting there feeding that fear.
Yeah, I still want to
have a discussion with your son or your son-in-law, whatever it is.
Yeah, even though this was back from August 10th, I still want to cover this story.
I like this one too. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Let me grab that link. I'm going to put the link into the Dropbox or into the thing there.
There's a religion one. It just doesn't have a notation for the video as well.
All right. Pastor Prison, Bilk of the Elderly. All right, I'll add that one right now. Oh, there's no link in there for the religion, the elderly one there.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I added that.
No, I'm sorry. I sent some.
I see what it is. Just a second. I just have to close it on my page here. Let me close it and save it, and now if you refresh, it should pop up.
Okay. I'll just close it out then. Don't save. All right. There it is. Now it's in there. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right, I just updated it. Okay, let's see what we got here. We've got two onion stories already.
Yep, two news stories.
All right. Oh, let's look.
Tech story and two religion.
Yep, and now we just need to do a YouTube comment or a funny tweet. Let's take a look at the past show and see what happened. What we had from the past show. YouTube. Okay. What time is it? It's time for... No comments. No comments. Ready. Let's see what else we had there.
No comments.
Okay. Let's see. Well, we could go back to 268. That's actually just two shows ago. So that was two weeks ago.
Let's talk. Yeah.
The Okay, Let's Talk segment.
You can Robin. Help support...
Oh, you know, oh shit, did I just add the wrong...
...promote the show by purchasing our merchandise at Cafe and Press...
That's me. Oh, apparently I added the wrong video at the front of this video.
...where you can choose from a variety of different items.
Oops! I screwed up. I screwed up on the first part. I didn't even realize what I did there. Oh, shit.
Did we already use Lisa Irwin?
Yes, we did.
We have Rob DeGray. There are no gods in foxholes either.
Yeah. No, that's... Nice. I forgot we already did... We already used someone for that already, so that's fine. Then did we already use Lisa... we'd use Lisa Irwin already.
Well, but then there's the show from 270 that was with Joe...
Yeah, but there was no comments. Yeah, but there were no comments on that one. There are no comments on 270. So
okay, so what do we do now? Sorry.
We start biting our nails because we've never been in this predicament before. No. we do something we haven't done in a while. Let's do a funny tweet.
All right.
All right.
That is nail bite time because the last time I looked at my Twitter was the last time we did this.
What was there was a funny?
Last time
was
we
it?
Did this.
That's sorry. Where we go to funnytweeter.com.
I see that every time.
Funnytweeter.com. Twitter yesterday, we're outraged about the lion. Twitter today, we are outraged about the lion. I'm gonna covet you. I'm gonna covet you so hard. I'm gonna covet the holy shit. Living shit out of you. Come here. That's what it says. Uncle Duke, tell me about your weekend. Bobby, why? You never ask. Me, I find your voice is a little... It acts like a laxative. Bob, that's disgusting. It worked. Bye. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my... Here we go. Exposed Ashley Madison users feel hurt and betrayed. Unsure if they can ever trust again. I didn't have to go very far, did I? Oh, my gosh.
That's actually great, considering it's on one of our
topics. Yeah.
Topics. Yeah.
Hold on to that one. We'll watch that one here.
Okay.
Let's see here. Burst into church. Don't marry that woman, Undertaker. This is a funeral. Okay. Well, it still holds true. Don't marry her. Oh, gosh.
No means no.
No means no. The premise of The Exorcist is truly terrifying. Imagine having a 12-year-old daughter. I'm going to go to the next.
That's also fun.
Yeah. Oh, friends. Let's roll a fatty, me. I have a name, guys, and please don't.
Oh, no.
I just bought some land with a stranger. Now we have a lot in common. If you accidentally use Pam cooking spray instead of off, it still works because the mosquitoes just slide off your legs.
Yeah.
Whoever called it Thor 2 and not keeping up with the Asgardians
as guardians
is an idiot. On deathbed, calls it for Sutton. If you highlight the shit out of a document, people will think you read it. And then just stops her. Telling someone you are not alone can be either be extremely comforting or absolutely creepy, depending on the context.
Oh.
Doctor, you have a blockage in your small and large intestine. Barista. Doctor. Okay. Tall and venti intestines. That's more of a visual joke. The year is 2543. Beyblades are a form of currency. Everyone speaks in emoji. President Woof outlaws all cats. Madonna recently releases a new single.
She just celebrated her 57th birthday this week.
Oh, is that what it is?
She does not apologize for trying to be trendy.
I was just about to ramp my car off a cliff into the ocean, but I remembered someone had told me to drive safe earlier. Going on to page 3. I keep a knife in my Bible, so if someone wants to kill me, I ask to go read it, and when I get to the sixth commandment, I stab them in the face.
Jeez.
Oh my God. Oh, me, shut the door. I need privacy. 4-year-old. But we're family. Me. Families don't watch each other go poop. You watch me poop. Take a seat.
Oh.
I have good news and bad news. Wife. Bad news first. We need a new front door. Wife. And the good news? Points to the monster truck in the living room. Okay. How boring has my life become? The only time I hear myself, I'm coming, is when I'm trying to sell my dog.
Tell
my dog I'm getting his food ready. Opens the door for Jehovah's Witnesses. Ugh, come in. The goat blood is in a vial on the table. I'll get the virgin from the basement.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I'm on page 3.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, all right. Keep an eye on that one. Let's see. Look, Mom, we can keep arguing whether or not the 28-year-old is too young to live with parents, but I'm not going to, but it's not going to help us find my iguana any faster. Okay. my 8-year-old son asked me earlier what the first two letters of fun are. I laughed. We fist bumped him. Then I sent him to the corner. quietly, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Bride, hey, you're not one of my bridesmaids. Shh, this day is about you, not me.
Oh my gosh,
that's terrible.
Yeah. And no, you can't have her phone.
You can't. HR, do you know why we called you down? Promotion? You know, we monitor your internet usage, right? I'd like to report a hacking. See, that one's kind of
not bad considering this.
That's another one that could, you know, the Ashley Madison there. I'd like to report a hacking. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next page, and we'll go to page 4. That's as far as I'm going to go. I told my colleagues at work that I have a twin, so that when I see them in public, I don't have to talk to them. Old joke. I love to binge watch a TV show. I love how binge watching a TV show is now portrayed as a fun activity instead of an expression of deep emotional turmoil and depression.
Depression. Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How to win an argument with a woman. Number one, too late, you're already wrong.
If my husband had Twitter, I'd share that one with.
He's got Facebook?
No, yeah.
Oh, there you go. I'll send it to him by Facebook. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They're like, is this organic? Do you have a vegan option? Can you make it with Froyo instead? Cigarettes have warning labels because they're dangerous and addictive, yet vaginas are allowed to roam freely, just roam around freely.
Oh, God. That was bad.
I tried dirty dancing in my neighbor's herb garden. I had the time of my life.
That's
terrible.
Very corny.
That's very corny. Under heavy sniper rifle, platoon leader. Where's that sniper fire coming from? Me crying in a far bit. A big gun with a telescope on it. What's it like being a female comic? Well, you get asked what it's like being a female comic a lot. My kids have enough energy to run 10,000 laps around the house, but get tired of walking around the block. I call bullshit. My three-year-old was counting on her fingers in the other room. She finished at 9. I'm concerned on so many levels right now. Oh no. Oh no. We have
4.
We have 4.
Yes. And 3 of them, wait, 2 of them are on the first page and 2 of them are on the third page.
Okay.
At least right now. So
I'm not going any further than page 4.
No, but I'm just saying, assuming that the new tweets don't get added to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to report the hacking and the knife in the Bible. Is that the one you're thinking about?
I don't think that's the one I wrote down. The first one was on page 1 about Ashley Madison.
Yes.
And then the second one was the premise of an exorcist.
Oh.
Of the movie The Exorcist.
Oh,
I wrote down.
Okay.
Because you asked me to write that down.
Yeah.
And we have the JWs and the goat blood on page 3.
You know what?
The reporting of hacking.
Yeah, honestly, I think I like the Jehovah's Witness one. It's a little off topic, but I think it's I like it because it's unexpected.
Okay, that's Novice Father.
Novice Father. Open the door to the two Jehovah's Witnesses.
In the middle, yeah, right there.
Yeah. Ugh, come in. Okay, come in. The goat's blood is in a vial on the table. I'll get the virgin from the basement. That one had 178 likes, and the other one, the hacking one, 340.
Yeah. Which one do you want? Because, I mean, the hacking, you know, because we had a story about the hacking.
Right.
Did you want it with that, or...
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. I think that's a better one because it's, and it actually had more likes on it than the other one did. So,
okay, so that's rhythm and booze.
Rhythms and booze. Yeah, just copy the entire tweet down.
All right.
Yeah, and,
got it.
And yeah, don't get it. And here, go ahead and make a text file in the folder. If
funny
you could.
Tweet.
Yeah, for funny tweets. We haven't had a funny tweet in a long time. Wow, we haven't had a funny tweet since. January, February, March, eight. We haven't had one from since April.
You know, and that's such a nice thing because that means that we've had people getting on, you know, and commenting on the show, which mm-hmm. is really nice.
Yes.
So that's at. Rhythms of what? I just forgot his name.
Rhythms in booze. I got the tweet here. If you go ahead and just put the date today the date for the show, which would be okay. You got it. Rhythms of. Okay, that's fine. Here, I'll edit the file. I'll put it in there.
Thank you.
There we go.
Sorry.
That's all right. I got it.
You have to read. The way I'm looking at it, you'll have to rename it. So I'm just going to close out of it.
That's fine. I will rename it right now. Oh, Rye.
RYT.
Oh, you actually. You got to protect the copy.
Rhythms and booze. I started writing it, and you said, "Oh, you're going to do it." So.
Okay.
I just backed right out of it. We don't know if Joe's gonna.
Oh, you know what? Joe got back to me. He's available. He's available.
Oh, sweet. Did he, I guess I'm just curious. Did he get the other job yet?
Or I don't know. I have not heard anything about that. Could not tell you.
I'm just hoping for him. I know he'd like to. So, all right. Good deal. Maybe double check our.
Wait a minute, what the hell?
That's right, the Not the Onion was a combinations thing connected, so...
Okay, I apparently have a conflicted copy here. All right, I'll just put it in the new one.
Sorry, yeah, I don't know why it's conflicted. You should just be able to rename it. I backed out of it.
Yeah, that's all right. No worries, I got it taken care of. It's just a conflicted copy because it's...
right.
We were both... editing on it at one time, so
at the same time, yeah. All right.
So I got rid of the conflicted copy and
good, yeah, because it was empty.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, that's it. I think
should be
it. That's it.
Yeah, because let's see, only one tech story, but actually it's a good tech story. It's really full. It should be enough to talk about. We have the hot news. We have the current news. We have Not the Onions.
I thought we had two tech stories. You're right. It's only one tech story.
Right.
That's.
But being the self-evolving bots, it was actually
right.
Really.
Yes.
It looked like it was meaty. So.
Yes.
And.
It was the two hot news
stories.
Yeah. Now I just got to come up with the audio clips for these stories now.
Oh. Okay.
That's what I can do that. That's no problem. I got tomorrow off.
Okay. Just a suggestion mm-hmm. for the self-evolving baby bots.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is alive.
Oh. Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Five is alive. All right.
Five is alive.
All right.
Nice software.
You know what? We've only been recording for about 2 hours and 14 minutes. That's actually a lot shorter than the last show we did. The short show was actually, it took us almost 3 hours to record.
Subway Eat Fresh.
Subway Eat Fresh.
I don't know if you could get the jingle.
Oh, I'm sure I can get the jingle, but I'll find something. I'll go through these stories and try to figure something out. So, All right. Well, I want to thank everybody that came and watched us on Periscope. And we'll be back next week, Wednesday. And again, we were scheduled to have a guest, but he had to drop out. So we have a tech story this week. So that's going to be fun. While you're out there, if you're out there browsing around on the web and feel so generous and you have an extra dollar in your pocket, you don't know what to do with it, and you don't, because, you know, what the hell can you buy for a dollar nowadays? Go to patreon.com/PackardPokes and feel free to donate it to the show. That'd be great. If I get five people that donate $20 or more, I will pick one of those people at random at the end of the month, and you get a free T-shirt or sweatshirt.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so, but I have to have a minimum of five people making a donation of $20 or more. So, and if I get five people that only donate $10 or more, or just around $10 each, then one of you will get a free Packard Pokes at coffee mug. There you go. So,
yay.
Yeah. So come on, people, donate and get a coffee mug or a T-shirt or something. Hey, you can't go wrong. You know, you help.
Well, everybody needs coffee.
Right.
And everybody needs to wear clothing.
Yes. Everybody needs especially if one that says Packard Pokes it right on the front. You just send me, you know, once I pick your name out, and then, I will.
If you just want out in body paint saying Packard Pokes at, you're gonna get arrested.
We don't recommend that. Yeah, if you want to paint Packard Pokes at on your chest, take a picture of it and send it to me. Then we'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Packard's personal page.
My personal page, right? And if you're a lady and you do this, then you will definitely go on your this will definitely go on my personal private page. So, just remember where you put the peas. That's okay. I'm just saying.
Well.
Body paints. body painting joke.
That's all I got to say about that.
Go to facebook.com/PackardPokes and hit the like button if you like the show. Or go to Stitcher and Spreaker and iTunes, and you can find the show there if you don't already know that. And leave a review. That'd be really awesome if you could do that, too. So,
yay.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for coming. We'll see you all on Friday.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.